Good morning and welcome to our special commissioners court meeting. It is Monday, August the 6th, 2018, 9 a.m., second floor courtroom, Brooks County Courthouse. This is an open meeting and we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance. We will start with roll call. Gloria Garza, County Commissioner, Precinct 1.
Vincent Vargas, County Commissioner, Precinct 2.
Armando Olivares, Brooks County Commissioner, Precinct 3.
Tony Martinez, Brooks County Commissioner, Precinct 4.
We have a quorum. We will start with public comments. Anybody here with public comments today? We'll move on to item number 25. Discuss and possibly take action to appoint a county judge pursuant to section 26.017 of the Texas Government Code.
My motion.
Okay. Your motion to appoint.
Appoint Eric Ramos.
We have a motion from Commissioner Vargas to appoint Eric Ramos. Do I have a second?
Right here.
We have a second from Commissioner Martinez. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes 4-0. At this time, we're going to take a 15-minute recess to go ahead and swear the judge in and sign the bond. So we'll take a, it is 9:04 and we'll come back at 9:16. Thank you.
And we call the meeting of the Commissioners Court back to order. And we'll go on to number two, item, agenda item number two, discuss, consider, and possibly approve installation of iWork program or iWorku program for fleet management of county vehicles and equipment in the amount of $3,250 submitted by David Guerra, Brooks County Road and Bridge. Okay. And while he's walking up, we're going to retake a roll call since I've joined. So, my name is Eric Ramos, Brooks County Judge.
Gloria Garza, County Commissioner, Precinct 1.
Armando Olivares, Brooks County Commissioner, Precinct 3.
Tony Martinez, Brooks County Commissioner, Precinct 4.
And Commissioner Vargas, left at 9:13.
At a doctor's appointment.
Okay, this iWork program. It's a fleet management program. What this does, it's an input system which will keep track of our spending on our units. We can figure out at the end of the year how much we spent on each unit. Well, going through paperwork, we just touch of a button to figure out if we're spending too much on that unit, what's been put on that unit, and see if we, you know, you want to keep that unit or not. Anything else you want to add, August?
It's a good system for us tracking and keeping track of like a cost accounting on our stuff there at the Road and Bridge. Keep track of all the tires we're purchasing and the brakes or stuff to put on, because we're not really sure if we're putting all the money into these vehicles and it's worth what we're getting out of them. So this is, you know, we're kind of getting more nitpicking into the accounting system, but that's good. We're at a point where we can be nitpicky. So, and the guy up here is very well, we talked to him, me and David talked to him, I think Rodney was in the office, and he's from out of state, so he couldn't make it. He's from Oregon or something.
Utah.
Yeah. So I looked at the system. I approve of the system as far as the auditing aspect of it. And I'll give the court a better idea as far as if we're utilizing our equipment properly. Or, because, you know, right now, y'all don't know how much we're spending on tires. You might say, well, we're spending $10,000 on tires. Well, $10,000 might be for two vehicles. I mean, you don't know that. With this system, we'll know exactly how much we're putting into each vehicle. Same concept that we did with the fuel cards. And the fuel cards, one of the concepts of the fuel cards was to make sure the efficiency of the vehicles is proper. So for $3,000, I think it's a great system.
And it's also going to keep track of all the county vehicles, not just Road and Bridge. It'll be Sheriff's Department, maintenance, all the mechanics do all the vehicles, so we'll keep track of everybody's.
So let me ask you something there. So then the pre-inspection and the post-inspection that you guys do daily from Monday to Fridays, and then the reports that we get every month, it tells you how much money you guys are spending, because their job is to audit all that's whatever, because all the bills go to the treasurer, but our job is to audit you guys. If you guys are in your grounds, balance out your,
yes, sir,
your budget.
Everything is written down. We keep track of everything. The only thing, this will make it a lot easier to print a report than to go back through all the paperwork that we have.
So all these pre and the post inspections, you guys not going to do
anymore?
No,
we're still going to do all that.
Okay.
This is going to be for the mechanics when they
just
fix
the
something.
Mechanics.
Yes, sir.
So not the gentlemen are.
No, they're still going to be doing their pre and post and all that stuff.
Okay, then how much are the mechanics doing per month for every vehicle or every tractor that they bring in for them to fix and repair tires and all that? I mean, more or less, you should know by now how much money we're spending just in that department.
Yeah, we're spending.
How much are we spending?
I can't tell you the number right off the top of my head, but it's the most that we're spending on right now would be tires on backhoes.
Okay.
They run over stuff and, you know,
how much money are we spending
repairs,
on tires?
Repairs to backhoes. No, sir.
You don't.
Not off the top of my head. I got all the paperwork at the office.
So, because I'm not here to be harsh on you, but I'm just saying that you, as a manager, you should be aware how much money you're spending on tires and how much stuff you guys are buying. You know what I mean, sir?
Yes, sir.
Like I said, I mean, I have no problem with this, but I'm just saying that for the near future, I think, you know, you should be more observant with what's going on in your department, especially the mechanic, how much money they're spending. Look at your budget and see how much.
And
August can help you as well. Say, you know what, this much you're spending on tires.
They don't spend nothing without the approval.
Right, we have
to get a PO, yes.
Okay, that's what I'm saying, that I asked you a question, you know, you don't know the answer. So
yeah, it's on
our, you approve it, you should know
on
the
monthly report, all the POs are on the monthly report in the back that says what we spent for the month.
Every month we're getting reports.
Yes, sir.
That's what I'm saying. But so you should know the answer. We're spending.
This type of program might help you be able to, at a click of a button, know exactly where things are, what are, and make it easier for you to answer.
Well, hopefully this time, with this program, Judge, they can manage it, be more observant.
This program, Tony, Commissioner, I'm sorry, allocates it per each vehicle. Like when we put out a statement, you know, it's kind of hard. So you're asking David a question that I don't even know. And we have to go back to our reports, but with this program, you can actually print out a report. We would have to go back to every PO, put, okay, unit number one, this, unit number two, this, because we don't have that software that does it, and he doesn't have that software. So with software, that can get him exactly what you want. That's what we're saying.
Because, Petroni, on the Road and Bridge, every equipment is marked with a number.
Yes, sir.
Okay, number one might be his vehicle, and then number 20 might be the Caterpillar slash whatever it is. So that's what I'm saying, that whoever's going to maintain that equipment, they should know what it is, what it's going to be fixed for, tires, engine, battery.
I agree with you 100%, but we don't have the software to do that. So if they would do it now, it would have to be manual.
Yeah.
And we want to get away from manual input.
Commissioner, what this program is going to do is going to give you a tremendous management tool for him to watch his employees, to be sure that everything, all the maintenance is being done to the unit. And for y'all to be able to review it instantly, you have a breakdown, an engine burns out, and well, how many times is oil changed? Well, it blew up because a line blew out. There's nothing to do about that. But if it's because the oil wasn't changed, and your records show that the oil was changed, then you got an all. Now, it would be nice if you had one for employees and officials also.
Yeah. But here again, that's the reason we have a pre-inspection and then a post-inspection. Every employee that works for any department, no matter the sheriff's department, whatever it is, they have to check their bill before they take off on their duty, because that's the way it should be. Check the oil, the water, whatever it might need, brakes, you do an inspection. So that inspection is going to go to the mechanic, say, you know, this is what's going on with this vehicle. But anyway, Judge, I'll make the motion to approve line item number two.
Okay. There's a motion from Commissioner
Martinez. Thank you, David.
Yes, sir.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Martinez, second by Commissioner Garza. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Thank you, David.
Thank you, sir. Item number three, discuss, consider, and possibly approve or reject previously received bills for ambulance service and possible rebidding. The committee did meet once, and the consensus of the committee, I believe, was to go ahead and reject the current bid and rebid one more time. We believe that we'll have a few more bids to look at so that we might make sure that we get the best quality. Not that the two we received are not best, but it's always good to look at others. So that I believe, is the recommendation of the court. Any comments, discussion?
No, Judge.
No.
Accept the motion?
Right here.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Martinez, seconded by Commissioner Garza, to reject bids and begin the rebidding process. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes. Okay. The date that we want them back? Okay, so somebody help me out with how many days do we have to advertise?
10 days.
That's when they are due in the office. 5 p.m. August 30th. Okay, thank you very much. We're good with that. Do we need to follow that up with an emotion specific to the date? We're good. Okay. Item number four, discuss and approve line item transfer of $100 from 012-50497-9010 membership dues to 012-50497-5550 out-of-county travel, submitted by Treasurer Horacio Valladares III. Any discussion? Question?
No.
I'll accept the motion.
Right here, Judge.
Motion by Commissioner Garcia. Commissioner Martinez.
Judge.
Yes.
Can we do number 22?
After this one?
Yeah, let's vote on this one.
The CPA needs to leave, so can we do number 22, sir?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll accept the motion for the item number four, the $100 transfer.
Right here, Judge.
Motion by Commissioner Martinez. Second.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes unanimously. So let's move to item number 22. Discuss the landfill special report conducted by Raul Hernandez, CPA. And I think we have a report in front of us.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Judge, Commissioner, for moving us up. In return, I'll try to be brief with this report. My name is Raul Hernandez, CPA. I've been your independent auditor for many years. This report is not an audit, just so you'll understand. It's what we call an agreed-upon procedures engagement. Essentially, what we've done is we've provided a list of procedures which we perform the procedures. Management and the county, the recent county judge, agreed to the procedures. On page 3, you'll find the result of our procedures. I really had no plans to cover it or read the procedures. Understand that we did not perform any type of investigation as far as theft or irregularities. But in doing or performing our procedures, we did not encounter any. Had we encountered irregularities, had we encountered theft or anything that was even suspicious, we would have reported this in the report. But again, that was not our focus. Our focus was mainly due to this operation beginning to collect or charge service fees and the internal controls. Understand that the county auditor's office has been performing internal audits. As part of us performing the procedures, we obtained copies of their working papers, but we also obtained copies of source documents that are at the landfill. So together we performed our procedures, and we have some constructive recommendations. In summary, your internal controls there are weak. Initially, when we looked at this, the manager or the supervisor was acting as performing too many duties that caused the internal control to be weak. Subsequent to the beginning of the collecting of monies, you brought in a full-time person, and you also have a floating part-time person. But our recommendation is that you might consider adding another floating part-time person, if not even a second or a third floating part-time person. And that's only to enable you to strengthen internal controls. Now, we looked at the numbers, we looked at total customers, we looked at customers that were receiving service, but yet not being billed or not paying on time. At this point, as of the report, July 16, 2018, the internal auditor's office, as well as the staff at the landfill operations, have undertaken, you know, somewhat corrective actions to improve on this. At one point, you do have approximately 40 accounts that remain delinquent, but there are efforts to collect on the accounts. We did not see any form of late service fees that perhaps you might consider. You might consult your attorney to see if you're able to charge a late service fee, a penalty, if you will, to encourage these late customers to get their accounts current. Management at the landfill is suspending accounts for those accounts that are becoming delinquent. But nevertheless, we feel like if there's another motivation, if you will, that will encourage those delinquent customers to get their accounts current, you might consider a late service fee. But I emphasize you need to consult legal counsel to see if you can do this. From where we come from, there is a late service fee. And one of the other means to keep accounts current is the bill is sent jointly with our water bill. So if we're late, they'll cut off our water. So in this case, the only means that you could maybe encourage would be some kind of late service fee. We also noticed that your place to collect the monies, you might consider centralizing where you're collecting the money simply because the customers are having to go out to the landfill. So you might consider these two part-timers to, you know, put them in a centralized collecting area so facilitate or make it convenient to your customers. Overall, we still think that the internal auditors should continue to perform their internal audits. You need to seriously consider reducing these practices to writing, simply because we understand your current supervisor is leaving the position. You don't want a new person coming in and creating new procedures, which perhaps could complicate things even more simply because of the lack of knowledge, if you will. Any questions?
Thank you, sir. Any questions, comments?
County Auditor might have some comments.
Go ahead, sir.
Mr. Hernandez, I know we've talked about this in length. Now, one of the issues that I have is that when we performed the initial audit in December and revisited 3 months later, we brought back the audit report findings, and some of the issues, well, actually, most of the issues were not resolved. On your encounter of your, I don't know what you call this audit, we talked about that these policies and these procedures that were not being followed are still not being followed. There is no policy, there is no procedure.
That is correct.
Right.
So that's why we're recommending that they be reduced to writing, perhaps together with your office, the landfill office, and maybe a third party. You need to reduce these practices, these procedures, to in writing, so there'll be a book to follow, if you will. But you're right, at the time that you performed your audit, they lacked internal controls, the procedures were, you know, not in existence, if you will, simply because this operation was new in September, but as of, you know, July 16th, the date of our report, they still need, you know, enhancement. So you're right, at the time you did your report, they lacked internal controls, they lacked written procedures, they needed much improvement.
Okay, so I would imagine then, since we lack the, which we still lack, because I have not yet seen any written documentation that proves otherwise, that we have procedures and policies in place over at the landfill. And I know based on your recommendation, you want to do that in writing. So what happens, because I'm looking at your audit findings here and recommendations, and I notice on the very last page is that if the court doesn't approve that, there might be sort of repercussions in the final audit. Is that correct?
That is correct. Since we're aware of these internal control weaknesses, it is certainly beneficial to take corrective action. We're recommending that you take corrective action. Certainly, if we come back and perform the annual audit and no corrective action has been taken, or even initial steps taken to a corrective action, they could possibly become what we call significant deficiencies, or even material significant deficiencies, simply because we make the recommendation today and there is no corrective action as of the fiscal year audit. They could perhaps become significant internal control deficiencies, which would be written within the audit report and would affect the overall county audit as an internal control deficiency.
And how would that, and when you say affect the overall county audit, how would that affect, does that mean we're going to be liable to go for stuff, or what does that mean?
That means is we'll identify, first of all, I have confidence that, you know, Brooks County will take initial action to start taking even small steps to taking a corrective action. In other words, improve your internal control. You're aware of the deficiencies, the lack of internal control. You need to consider what we're recommending. You don't have to necessarily follow what we're recommending, but implement some type of corrective action to strengthen internal controls. If nothing is done and we come back as your auditors, or any auditors come back, they'll look at that as a lack of taking any kind of step to take a corrective action. This internal control deficiency is going to exist within your fiscal year. So you must take corrective action.
Which is 2 months.
Right.
September is the end of our fiscal year.
Right.
Just want to make
And understand that the audit report usually is, you know, completed sometime at the beginning of 2019. So that certainly gives you ample time to begin with some kind of process to begin to reduce this to writing, to look at strengthening internal controls. So because you're collecting money here, This, you're collecting money, that's why we look at this as perhaps becoming a significant deficiency, because you're collecting money. Now, we did look at the methods to collecting the money. As a matter of fact, the monies that are being collected certainly appear to be intact, but we didn't actually perform an in-depth audit. We relied on their work, and their work was accurate, but we also looked at the work that's being done on hand over there. So they've gone out and purchased QuickBooks. We looked at their software. They self-taught themselves. But overall, it still needs to be strengthened in order to that there's assurance that the monies that are being collected, they're being accounted for properly, and making sure that all the duties are separated, all the segregation of duties are there. So any type of initial action here by Brooks County would indicate to your outside auditors, if you bring us back, that you've taken steps to taking a corrective action here. But a lack thereof could perhaps, you know, result in a significant deficiency. So just wanted to emphasize again, you have an internal weakness here, and you have an internal auditor that's looking at this, but you must take corrective action to strengthen the controls.
So, and just to reiterate, there's been no foul play found or anything, just the idea to have the rules in place so that that's even less likely to happen.
Well, like I said at the beginning, we didn't encounter anything. We looked at copies of deposit slips. We looked at customer accounts. Even though we weren't engaged to do a fraud audit or a theft audit, and what we encountered with our eyes, we saw nothing that appeared irregular.
Super. So, questions, comments?
No objection.
No.
Okay, so I would entertain a motion. Well, do we have to accept this?
Just discussion.
No, just presentation.
Discussion only.
Okay, so then we need to put something on the agenda for September that will present an initial plan of action.
Exactly, just an initial attempt or, you know, like you say, an item where you'll begin to take corrective action as soon as possible. You as a court can decide who you're going to direct responsibility to. Certainly, internal auditor's office is, you know, very qualified. They did all the legwork here. We just adopted their working papers as our working papers. So that'd be a first place to start.
And in addition to the policies and practices, we would need some sort of job duty or specific
job descriptions, yes, procedures on how to collect money, how to record it. You know, the budgeting is all intact, you know, as far as his office, but just have something in writing with samples of how to receive or where to who's recording the money, who's receiving the money, who's depositing the money, etc.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments?
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. So that brings us to number five, discuss and approve the utilization of Brooks County Arena on Saturday, August 4th, 2018 by Mr. Mike Munoz, submitted by Victor Cantu. Now that was this Saturday.
Yes.
So I'm not sure what we're going to do with this. Any comments, questions? Do we need to take action on this at all?
Pass it.
Just pass it. I mean, move to put it up for the vote. Now, I would just like to say that has he turned in the list that we asked for? Has he submitted any type of cost? Because that's what we agreed upon right before I left. So
I spoke to him and he said he had a list of everything. I don't know if he's turned it into to Celia or to that office.
We just need to find out.
He said he had it all ready.
Okay, but according to the initial agreement, he has one more use of it. Is that right? He was going to use it three times?
Right. He's used it three times.
We just did ask him to turn in that list. before he uses it again, so we'll ask for that.
He already used it twice, so.
He used it twice.
Uh-huh, I think probably so, yes. I think he did because cell phone.
Yes, sir, I think he has. So let's, I'll accept the motion.
Right here.
Motion by Commissioner Martinez.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Garza. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Item number six, discuss and approve line item transfer of $200 from 012-5-0562-5136, uniforms, and $500 from 012-5-0562-5550, out-of-town travel, to 012-5-0562-8129, overtime, submitted by Jorge Esparza. Questions, comments? No?
No.
Accept the motion to approve?
Motion.
Motion by Commissioner Garza. Is there a second?
Right here.
Second by Commissioner Martinez. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Number seven, discuss and approve the following line item transfers submitted by Frank Huerta. It's transfer of $362.50 from 012-5-0554-5550, out of county travel, to 012-5-0554-5105, gas and oil, and we'll just take them together. Is that okay with everyone, the two of them? Does anybody have questions on this one?
No.
Okay, the other one is $150 from 012-5-0554-5820, repairs and maintenance for vehicles. Questions, comments?
That's also going to oil and gas, or? It says from...
Yeah.
Repairs and maintenance, but where is that? Is it going to...
Mr. Webster, the $500, the $150.
It's going to
is
gas
it also
oil.
Going to gas and oil? Are they both going to gas and oil? Thank you, Commissioner. Any other questions, comments? Thank you. I'll accept the motion.
Right here.
Motion by Commissioner Martinez. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes. Item number eight, discuss and approve line item transfer of $8,000 from 012-5-0641-5457, county out of patient expenses, to 012-5-0641-5456, county inpatient expense, submitted by Bobby Sines. Questions, comments?
Motion.
I'll accept the motion.
Motion.
Motion by Commissioner Garza. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Olivares. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Item number nine, discuss, consider, and approve County Road 110 as a county road. This is something I think we've talked about before. This is just identifying or acknowledging the county road so that it can be added to the map. Correct, the official county map.
110.
Questions, comments?
This county 110, where is it at, Ms. Garza?
Yeah, I am. On the 108, 109, and then here's
it's
Bobby.
Right at the end of the last curve off of 3066 going to Bush Myrick. It used to be there was a sign out there that said 423-8 and it went to 107-8. So we just need to designate it as a county road. It's already there.
So it was 107-8 before?
Yes, ma'am.
Right.
So now it's 110-8, I think is what we're looking at.
So it's going to be 110 or 110-8?
I wasn't prepared. I didn't even know this was on the agenda. Okay. So if we could give me some time to research it and I'll get back with you, we could table this. Okay. Because there's other maps. There's other roads that we're finding that are not on our map.
110.
110.
110. So we talked about the last time. There's a Caliche Road off of 110 that goes to the east. It used to have a sign. It's on Google Earth. It has a sign that says 4078.
Right.
I went out there on Friday. It doesn't have a sign anymore. I talked to the guys that have been here the longest, and they said they don't remember ever making that road. So I don't know who made it. I don't think it was the county. There was a gentleman that had called a while back and wanted to fix it. It doesn't have a county road sign. I can't find out any of the maps. So I don't know what the deal was with that sign 407A.
Okay.
But I don't have it anymore. So I don't know what y'all want to do about that.
I know that 407A is facing east.
Yeah.
And you got 408 on the other side.
No. This is right after the curve of Los Compadres.
Right.
And then there's the road, Caliche Road.
So, okay, and where's is that? 110?
110.
It's off of 110.
Off of 110.
Okay.
All the way to, almost to the end, to the Myra. As soon as you pass that last curve, it's going to be to your right. And it doesn't have a county road sign. It used to, but when I Lou alerted, I guess it was a long time ago, it had 478. But we can't find anything on that, so.
Well, what do we give? Because it sounds like we don't even know if we want that.
Let's
give you time to look at that.
Yeah, can we table that, and then I'll bring it back, because we also have some issues over in the Parrita area that we need to discuss, and then I'll get with Ms. Alvarez to finish that. Also, during that time frame, when we do bring it back, is that we need to figure out which official map we're going to be using and who's going to be the keeper of that map, so that we try not to run into this problem anymore.
Okay.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. So we'll move on to item 10. Discuss, consider, motion to table.
Motion.
Motion by Commissioner Garza. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
We're going to table opposed? The judge.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Discuss, consider, and appoint a member of the Commissioner's Court to the Coastal Plains Community Center Board of Trustees. This was brought to my attention when I was here earlier. Generally, it's the county judge, but it does need to be somebody from the commission. So
Not the county judge?
It usually is.
Yes, it usually is, I know.
So I'm willing. I don't have any problem. Okay. I'll accept the motion.
Okay.
Right here.
Motion by Commissioner Garza, second by Commissioner Martinez. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes.
To appoint the county judge
to the Coastal Plains Community Center Board of Trustees. Item number 11, discuss and approve line item transfer of $1,000 from 012-5-0560-5515. Radio maintenance and repairs to 012-5-0560-5135, submitted by Jorge Espasa. Questions, comments?
No.
No, I'll accept the motion.
Right here.
Motion by Commissioner Martinez. Is there a second?
Second.
Second. By Commissioner Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Discuss and approve line item transfer $3,200 from 012-5-0510-8115, maintenance and supervisor, to 012-5-0510-9068, contract labor, submitted by Mr. Webster. Questions and comments?
No.
I'll accept the motion.
Motion?
Motion to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Discuss and approve line item transfer of $1,000 from 012-5-0512-8202, county medical insurance, to 012-5-0512-5135, supplies, other, in the amount of $400, and to 012-5-0512-5000, office supplies, in the amount of $600, submitted by Commander Espasa. Questions, comments?
No, sir.
Nope. I'll accept the motion to approve.
Oh, yeah.
Motion by Commissioner Martinez. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Garza. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes. Discuss and approve line item number 14. Discuss and approve line item transfer of $900 from 012-5-0640-5451, autopsy, to 012-5-0640-5452, burial expenditure. Submitted by Bobby Sines. Questions, comments?
No.
I'll accept the motion to approve.
Motion.
Motion by Commissioner Gatsa. Second.
Further.
Second by Commissioner Martinez. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Item number 15, discuss and approve line item transfer $600 from 012-5-0560-5515, radio maintenance and repairs, to 012-5-0560-5136, uniforms, submitted by Commander Espaza. Questions, comments?
No.
Is there a motion?
Motion.
Motion to approve by Commissioner Gatsa. Is there a second?
Prayer.
Second by Commissioner Martinez. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Item number 16, discuss and review and act on Loma Blanca Soil and Water Conservation, District 328, request letter from annual contribution submitted by Sherry Garcia, District Clerk. That I have no idea.
Is that in our budget pocket?
Yes. Oh, it was planning.
How much?
No, we used to.
For next year?
For next year, go ahead.
Okay. What do we normally contribute?
2,500.
Yeah.
So we're approving for 2018-19?
18-19.
This budget we can.
Great.
Budget work.
Is there any questions, comments?
No.
No.
I'll accept the motion to approve.
Right, yes. Judge.
Motion by Commissioner Gatsa, second by Commissioner Martinez. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes unanimously.
$2,500, right?
$2,500.
Yes.
Item number 17, discuss and approve the letter of resignation of Mr. Victor Cantu III, effective August 3rd, 2018, from the County Extension Agent, Agriculture and Natural Resources. Questions, comments?
No.
I'll accept the motion to approve.
Mayor.
Motion by Commissioner Martinez. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Discuss, consider, and approve adding EMS committee members Bobby Sines, Pedro Rodriguez, and Dora Barrera. And those additions were made by me. So, questions, comments?
Yes, Judge. This, are we adding to the committee? Because I know we really had science and those others there.
This is adding to the current committee.
Okay,
Mr.
So
Sines,
that's the total of how many in the committee, if anybody can.
I have my phone.
Well, I know we've lost some because
Diana de Leon was in there.
Uh-huh.
Socorro. Can't remember everybody's.
I believe everybody was there when we had our meeting, and there were eight of us.
Eight.
They were.
And the county judge was.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. There might have been nine, actually, because yeah.
Mr. Leon was there. Mr. Science, won't you step to the podium?
I want to ask you one question, and then after that we can continue.
Let me just point out that he's sort of in charge of the. Of this sort of thing in the county, and he wasn't on the committee. That's why we put him on. And then we didn't feel like we had enough Encino representation. So Mr. Barrera, Ms. Barrera, and Mr. Rodriguez were put on for that purpose.
Mr. Sines?
Yes, sir.
As a county employee, are you working with any organizations of the ambulance service that are going to apply for the bid for this county?
No, sir. I have not worked with any EMS provider in the last 2 years since I was diagnosed with.
So right now you're not working for no EMS?
No, sir. No EMS
emergency
at all.
Management? Okay.
No.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, Jeff.
Thank you. Okay. So I'll accept the motion to approve.
Right here.
Motion by Commissioner Martinez. Second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Item number 19, discuss, consider, and approve the opening of bid previously submitted for health insurance with possible award. So shall we do that?
Yes.
Okay, so this bid is from Health First. I guess that's the name of the company. Health First.
Health First?
Yeah. And I am looking. I don't know. We would have to look at the numbers. This next bid is from Cigna Network. It was submitted by Boone Chapman. Okay. Cigna Network. Actually, I'm going to say submitted by Walker and Associates.
Okay.
Walker and Associates. This is Entrust Health Plan, submitted by Filimon Gil Esquivel Jr. Okay. This proposal is from the Texas Association of Counties Health and Employee Benefit Pool, which is our current
provider.
Right.
Current provider. Okay. So it's my understanding that TAC, these are the same, I think, have given us the July 31st, that's our current. And then they gave us a 10-day extension. Which is August, which is 10th, this Friday. So I'm looking at our auditor. I think these are the same thing.
Yeah.
I know that there is pressure to do this in a hurry because of the time frame. And I know that the auditor's office wants us to do this today, but I'm going to ask that we come back tomorrow afternoon. We're going to do that with the budget. The prevailing thought is that we're out of time and we don't want to make a mistake, and therefore we should just sort of go with our current plan. Yeah, we will.
Yes.
I'm just explaining. I think you should look at the numbers first and make a comparison. I would hate to throw away something that's a great deal with just because, you know, if I can pull some people together this afternoon, some employees, that we can break this out and look at it very quickly, I can promise you that we can come back tomorrow after a recess and make a good recommendation. I really would like to do that. And I don't know what any of the proposals are, and I will be happy to come back and say that TAC is the best one. But I want to say that with confidence and not out of convenience or because of the time frame, because of what's going on. We can do better than that. So I'm going to ask, I'm sorry, Mr. Petroni, but I'm going to ask that we just wait till 1 tomorrow or 2 o'clock tomorrow, which is when we'll reconvene, and we'll have a complete recommendation that we can be confident with. Okay? I'd really like to do that, if that's okay.
Yes. Judge, we have an insurance committee also for our health insurance. And we can meet this afternoon and go over them with
you. That's what we'll do.
On the insurance committee, yeah.
Okay. You're on the committee?
Yes.
Great. I'll see what members we can get.
Okay. And Katie's on there.
We can meet 2 o'clock. We're going to recess it later on.
Later on. We're going to do that, this, and the budget.
Okay.
Okay. Say again? I would like to have employees on there. I don't know who's on the committee. So I'll look at the committee and I'll make some calls. If there are no employees, I will be adding a couple of employees. Okay? They're the ones getting it, so they're the stakeholders. So let's go on. Oh, do we need to table it? Question? Who can come back tomorrow? Right there. You are with TAC.
No.
And trust. And are you all with insurance? Okay. Absolutely.
My name is Linda Walker, Walker & Associates. I think your challenge, if I may offer some input, is that the majority of those proposals will not be guaranteed because there was a lack of data, confusion as to what should be presented, additional information required, and I believe all of those quotes are self-funded quotes. So, having been in the business 30 plus years, I know that third party administrators are going to want additional information in order to firm up their quotes. So when you talk about being out of time, I kind of think maybe you're there. That doesn't mean that everyone could go back to their underwriters and possibly get a confirmation that they're going to need additional claims information, additional enrollment information. We submitted a quote with Humana. I didn't hear it read off. They're a fully insured carrier, so even they are asking for additional information. So it's not a black and white thing when you go out for proposals. This is not unusual. Carriers come back wanting additional information, and then everybody firms up their numbers. So I think it would be a real challenge for your insurance committee to try to do that in the next 24 hours, but that's just my input. Thank you.
So is there someone from the insurance that wants to talk? Absolutely. This is interest.
My name is Melinda Arriaga, and I just wanted to clarify, because you did open two other packages identical. Those three were all from interest. And so I know you're putting them to the side, but they're all three different proposals. So I just did want to clarify that on behalf of interest. Thank you.
And on behalf of Intrust and Esquivel & Associates, we feel Eric, who runs those numbers, he's an experienced underwriter, and Fifurias has been with Intrust before, so they got a good little track record of your medical claims, and plus what you said currently, so I feel pretty comfortable with the numbers that Intrust has sent. And again, remember, this self-funded program is only based on the claims that you produce during this current year. So just letting y'all know it's real important. We try and keep them down. And we'll We'll tell you about that later on when it comes time to pick somebody. And but anyway, I feel real comfortable about the numbers that Intrust sent. So Eric's a very experienced underwriter, and I've been with these guys for a long time. They're good. So just FYI.
Okay. Any other buddy want to speak?
In August.
Absolutely. Okay. I'm still going to appreciating very much what Ms. Walker had to say. I still would like to meet with you, and maybe we'll meet for 30 minutes and decide it's too late, especially having the consultants have advice now. But I'd still like to do that and look through it if that's possible. So we'll be trying that this afternoon, okay, at about 2 o'clock. Okay, great. So we're going to wait and come back to it tomorrow. Discuss, consider, and approve Memorandum of Understanding between Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service and Brooks County pertaining to information technology services submitted by SEDAC. I don't know that we have anything. Does anybody have anything to give? Let's move it to tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay.
And let me get
myself. Hopefully she'll be here.
Okay, 21. I'm going to request that we table this. I'm not sure if it meets the Open Meetings Act. So I'll accept the motion to table 21.
Go ahead.
Motion by Martinez, by Commissioner Martinez. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Garza. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes unanimously. We already did 22, 23. Is discussion of Brooks County budget for fiscal year 2018-19 and other related budgetary items. That we will come back to on tomorrow after recess. Item number 24, discuss and approve line item transfer of $6,000 from 013-5-0000-9097 CDL incentive and 4000 from 013-5-0000-5826 road repairs, maintenance, and supplies to 013-5-0000-5826. 20 equipment and vehicle repairs submitted by David Guerra. Questions, comments?
No, sir.
Okay. I'll accept the motion for approval.
Right here.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Martinez, second by Commissioner Garza to approve. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes unanimously. We did 25. Number 26, discuss repairs to the road and bridge motor grader. Questions, comments? Mr. Guerra.
Okay, this is our motor grader was sent out to get a fix on the turntable, the shims from the blade. They were pretty wasted. We had got a quote on it. It was $4,600. When they started breaking everything apart, they ran into some other stuff that needed replacing. So from $4,600, it went up to $9,000. I didn't bring it to court. So just to let you all know that it went up from $4,600 to $9,000. Also on another note, they came and took it back because it started leaking a little bit of oil from the same place they had repaired. Well, they found out that the bearings are messed up inside where the crankshaft is. So in order to fix that, they'd have to open up the machine, all the motor. And they're saying also they might come into more complications in there. So I don't know whether y'all want to just, I got some prices on remanufactured engines. and to swap out, just to take out ours and put one in, but we can bring that back to next court, see what y'all want to do. Okay? But I'm just letting y'all know about that PO that we got. It's going to be a little bit more.
The work was already done on that 9,000?
Monday?
On the work is already done, or it's...
Yeah, the work is already done. So I went from 46 to 9,017.
The PO was 46, but the invoice is...
Yeah, so we're going to have to pay the difference. Okay, great. Just to let you all know.
That's just a discussion item.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Right. Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Dave.
Okay. So at this point, we still have agenda item number 23 and agenda item number 19.
Yes.
And I will ask for a motion to recess until 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
Prior judgment.
So that we can take those up. Motion by Commissioner Martinez. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Garza. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? 2 p.m.
At 2?
2 p.m. here. Okay.
Right.
Motion passes unanimously. Thank you all very, very much. We're reconvening the regular... Now, the special meeting of the Brooks County Commissioner's Court today is August the 7th. August the 7th. We'll start with roll call. Eric Ramos, Brooks County Judge. Perfect. We can all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, we have three items that we tabled for today, and so we'll go back to item number 19. Discuss, consider, and approve the opening of the bid previously submitted for health insurance with possible awarding. We did meet with the committee, and I think we made some substantial progress on what we want to do. In fact, we're pretty sure the committee has made a decision, but we just want to confirm the numbers. You heard a little bit yesterday about how the numbers might fudge a little bit. So we did chat with the various individuals responsible, and we're going to wait till next Tuesday, the regular meeting, and we will come to you with a final proposal, a final recommendation for you. And again, we just want to make sure we have everything dotted and crossed before we bring it to you so that we don't have to change it after it's been approved. Okay? So we're going to wait 1 week. And bring it back to you. But again, we have selected, I think, the one we prefer. We're in negotiations with them, and we'll bring you firm numbers on the 14th. Okay? The good news is, and we're able to budget off the fact that it will not be more than last year's numbers. So to be safe, we're working with last year's numbers, and if we save off of that, that's great. But we know it's not going to go above that. Okay, questions, comments? Yes, sir.
Of my medical condition, but are we looking at an HMO or a PPO?
I know it's self-insured.
Okay, so self-insured, and there's a difference between self-insured, HMO, and PPO. So just a quick synopsis. HMO, you have to go see a doctor or a physician or a hospital and network. Okay, a PPO means that you can go just about anywhere. Okay, when you start dealing with a combination of both, self-insured, you're dealing with both worlds. So you basically, if you go with an HMO or a self-insured group, they're basically telling you, okay, we're going to give you this insurance at this rate, and you can budget on that, but in order to get this rate, you can only see these doctors, this hospital, And if they're not, if your doctor, like in my case, if my doctors are not in that network, then I have two choices. I either pay out of pocket, which I can't do, or I have to be forced to go start everything that I've done for the last 2 years with another doctor and another physician and another hospital. So please keep that in mind when you're going through these deals. Self-insured, last year or 2 years ago, the insurance for the county, they paid over $900,000 for me last year. If using those figures for the self-insured, your rates are going to change every month. It's not going to be the same amount every month. You can't say, okay, this month we're going to spend $100,000, and that's what we're going to budget. So we're going to have to budget $1,200,000 for the year. That rate will go up and down if you go with the self-insured group. So keep that in mind also. If the doctors, and we only have three doctors here, if those doctors are not in network, they have an option of either joining or not joining. We have patients that go to the SPON facility. We have patients that go to the Valley. If they're not in network, those patients or those people are going to have to make a decision as to what to do. And yes, the insurance salesman, and no pun intended if there's anyone here, but they're like a used car salesman. They're going to tell you whatever you want to hear until the sale is made. And then there's a lot of unanswered questions. For me, this is a scary time because now if you change insurances, you're messing with my life. And my life is precious to myself. So please keep that in mind.
No problem.
Thank you.
And just to answer a couple of questions, there is a network, but most of the doctors in this area, it's the SPON. Whoever is serviced by SPON is in the network.
See, well, my doctors are not in the SPON network.
If you go with a doctor outside the network, you're not left alone, but you do have to pay a little bit more. I think it's 30% or something like that. But we can get you those specifics. You won't be left alone.
Okay.
You have to pay the whole thing.
Just like I said, just be aware that it looks real pretty, but at the end of the day, you're going to change back and forth.
2 hours asking questions and questions. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not sure what you mean by inconsistent, but the premium that you will be charged will be the same every month. That's how we understood it.
Right, but the doctor in the facility has the right to come back and ask for more.
Well, we'll ask for that when we meet again, because that's one of the reasons we went into the 14th, is to ask the questions. But that is, they also have contracts with doctors in Houston and San Antonio. And we'll get those specifics for
you. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Any other questions with regard to the health insurance? Okay. So we'll go to item 20, discuss, consider, and approve memorandum of understanding between I'll take a motion to table that till the 14th.
Before we table, let me make a comment here that our doctors that we have with the medical group and that new facility that's there, they all send you to the Valley. So we got to make sure that that insurance
includes
the Valley because they do send you to the Valley, to all the Valley, and they're Valley doctors. I know we had a problem there when we had interest, but we need to. But they send you to the hospital in the Valley. Yeah. They don't send you to SPON.
We'll ask the Valley.
Yeah,
that's important.
It's very important. And that was a question that has been brought up here every time we're going to do insurance.
You know, Judge,
yes, sir.
I know that we're trying to get better insurance for the employees and the elected officials, but I can understand Bobby's concern. We need to hear them. You know, there are the voices for us to make the right decision for everyone. Someone can sell you anything they want, make a good picture, but in the long run, who's going to suffer is you guys, you know? So make sure that you guys sit in the committee, ask the right questions, because I'm not too familiar with the medical field. And I know some of y'all are not. I mean, you're not going to sit there and tell me that you're an expert, because I know you're not. But here again, let's just take care of the employees of the county. Thank you.
Absolutely. And just to be sure, right, we actually hung up on the salesperson so they wouldn't stop talking. And they had questions about numbers. And we wanted to make sure that those numbers were solid and that they benefited not only the employee but the county. And we, for 2 hours, talked to the head of the group of the organization as yes, opposed sir. To just the salesperson, because we wanted the facts, not the sales pitch. So we're doing our best, and we'll take that into consideration.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you all. Okay. Did we vote?
Yes.
Motion?
Table.
Motion to table?
We have a motion by Commissioner
Martinez. Do I have a second?
Second
by Commissioner Gonza. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes in favor. Unanimously. Item number 20, discuss, consider, and approve memorandum of understanding between Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service and Brooks County pertaining to information technology services submitted by Celia Salinas. And I'm a little confused because I don't know if we've done it or not, but we're just going to do it and be safe. This is a memorandum of understanding which I have here, and it's just an understanding with the computers because they have folks from A&M Kingsville, from A&M College Station, that work on our computers in the extension office as well as our county. And it's an agreement so that they can both work together. That's all this agreement is. Okay? So I'll accept the motion to approve.
Right, sir.
Motion by Commissioner Martinez. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Okay, so now we come to the budget. And so, let's see, because we had another meeting this morning, Mr. Petroli and I, and all the changes that we've talked about are in here so far. So let me just let you know a couple of things. With respect to revenue, and again, Mr. Petroli, correct me if I'm wrong, we expected a decrease of revenue by about $100,000. As it turns out, the valuations came in higher, so we actually earned some money, depending on the tax rate. So we still have to decide on the tax rate of the county. And that may change based on the tax rate that we look at. And on the 14th, we're going to be looking specifically at the tax rate and set that so that we can continue with our calendar. The good news is that the shortfall is much smaller if everything works out in place, right? There's still a shortfall. So the 14th, we may see a couple more cuts, or perhaps we be able to see revenue. But the good news is that opposed to talking to 400,000, we're talking somewhere between 30 and 50,000 that we're short for. Okay? Anything you're going to add with the revenue, Mr. Petroleum?
No, sir. Just like you discussed on the tax rate and on what the court decides.
Right. And we'll have some decisions to make with regard to the tax rate. In terms of the line items, I just wanted to bring you up with the additions that we made. And I thought I had brought that page specifically. Yeah. Okay. So the numbers, whether you're looking at the budget worksheet, which is this, or the spreadsheet that the auditor's office gave us, and that's what I'm working off of because it's easier. What's listed here are those accounts that were changed from one year to another. Is that correct?
That's correct. Any change that will happen in this year's projected budget is reflected in that sheet.
Okay. So we've talked about everything. I just want to make sure that you're aware of the items that were added to this spreadsheet as opposed to yesterday. Okay? And they are a $2,500 increase for the librarian, actually for the library. I'm going to bring in August a title change for her for you to consider from clerk to library supervisor. Okay? So that has been added into this. Also, in terms of salary, a $2,900 increase for the landfill director. And what that does is that puts him or her, after January, at the same rate as our other directors, such as of the maintenance and operations. They're getting paid the same now if we accept this increase. Okay, that's for the landfill. And that salary is $36,500. Is that correct, Mr. Shirley?
Yes, I believe.
Again, all that does is put him in line. I want to make sure we had a nice, healthy discussion, Mr. Petroli and I, regarding these. We're not picking individuals to give salaries to. We're picking positions. And we saw a problem when one director was making less than the other on the landfill director. So all we did was balance that so that the landfill director is equal with directorship. And the library, because of the improvements that have been made and the fact that she is running that library, whatever her title is, that brings her more in line. It's a smaller project, so it's not like the director of maintenance and operations or maintenance and road and bridge, I'm sorry, or the landfill director, but it is in charge of the facility. So those are the two justifications for those, okay? Questions, comments?
Judge,
yes.
On the landfill, because I know we're talking about the landfill. So at the landfill, it's just going to be one manager, no assistant, right?
One manager, no assistant. Actually, you know what? That's not in here. But if you remember, Mr. Hernandez did suggest that we do a part-timer,
okay,
to help them out. And I was that in here?
That's included.
We did
a part-time person. Yeah, but that's not what Mr. Martinez is asking.
I'm not talking about that. You know how you have your manager and then your assistant manager? When he goes to vacation, who's going to oversee that operation when that individual goes to vacation or he's sick or he takes medical leave?
What was that position taken out?
We never had that position. We always just had a manager slash supervisor, whatever it's called. And then just workers.
And the way we were doing it back then, the road and bridge would help us out. David would go in and assist us because he was the manager for the road and bridge. And now we're separated, the road and bridge and the landfill. So that's what I'm bringing up to court. What are we going to do? Just in case if the court decides to create an assistant later on in the future, maybe next year, next budget, y'all can do that. But I'm just bringing it up right now. What are you guys' intentions on that? Because I know that the Roden Bridge has an assistant, just in case Mr. Guerra gets sick. So over there is the only department, because it's going to stand alone.
I guess my question to this Petroleum, because I'm not aware of an assistant title, but will we have the same number of employees next year at the landfill, aside from the part-time?
We should, as far in the budget we do. Over at the road and bridge, like Mr. Martinez is saying, we have a soul cutter, which is our assistant foreman. So he's saying, are we going to have an assistant foreman, which if we do that, then we have to put that position up to the assistant foreman position at the road and bridge, which we're not really able to do this budget year. So my recommendation is we just leave it one foreman and maybe next, like he's saying.
Right. Make sure y'all can look at it.
Right. The foreman can name a lead person that can help them out when they need to without calling them that, and then we can make the shift. Thank you, Commissioner McPhee.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so that's salaries. In terms of line items, these were items we would have talked about on the 26th, but we didn't have that meeting. Last year, the county attorney's office did not have specific line items. So we are adding $1,000 to his office supplies, $1,200 to support his office when his secretary goes on vacation, and $1,900 for capital outlay equipment. Okay? So that's what we're looking at there.
So you're looking at the money attorney. A part-timer for the county attorney,
Judge?
No, no. It's just when that secretary...
Or you're just going to add money to it?
When she goes on vacation, he wants to put somebody like a substitute.
Okay.
And that's what that...
Okay, because I know we used to have temporary help in every line item back then, and then we decided not to do that anymore. So, yes, just to let you know that,
yeah.
Well, as we used to have that. Every department used to have a temporary help line item.
Okay. And I really don't like that term. So we'll need to call it something else.
Okay.
But
I have a dumb thing.
I know it was there.
I have a question, Judge. On the county attorney's office supplies, you wanted to add 8,000 or make it 1,000? Because we made it 1,000.
Say again?
On the county attorney's office supplies, is that add 8,000, make it 1,000?
Well, my worksheet showed zero.
So
it would be the same.
No, because we had 750. So we added 250 because we thought it was like make it 1,000.
Then I'm wrong, but you're right. It's
okay.
Just adding 250.
Okay. All right. And that's what we have on your sheets.
So it's not adding 1,000, it's up to 1,000, which
yes.
is adding 250.
Right.
Judge, excuse me, going back to the librarian debt of increase of 2,500, it doesn't say anything about a part-timer, right, to
no.
help her?
No.
Okay.
We couldn't, it was asked for, but we couldn't afford it.
Okay, just asking.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Petroli, but we also, it's not mentioned here, I don't know if it's in the budget, but we did talk about picking everyone up to a $10 minimum.
Yes, on part-time workers.
Hourly wage.
Yes, sir.
That's general and
total.
Blood and bridge.
Everywhere.
Both. It would be consistent across the
board. Okay.
And that's included.
Correct.
Great. Okay, so... we're going to, are there any questions or concerns or comments regarding this budget or what we've talked about?
No.
Judge, my concern is the public library is a public place for everyone to go and do their research or do their homework or check out books for the kids in the summer, especially in the summer, it's very busy. Right now, she's in vacation. There's no one to cover that area. I don't know how the court feels, but I feel that we should provide somehow a part-timer to help the librarian. Yeah, I don't know how the court feels about that, but that's a public place for all the community to go use. And I feel that we have to provide the services as well as we provide it for others.
I agree with you. Any other comments from other commissioners?
I have a comment on that, Judge.
Okay.
On the other chance. It was brought to my attention on that subject that how would, if we y'all do that, that person's not going to know the system, how to check out the books and all that stuff. So how would, what would they be doing?
We have, there's a individual, I'm not too, I don't know her that well, but I know Ms. Garza, Ms. Ramita knows her very well that she's been helping her and she knows how to operate all the equipment.
Okay. That's fine because yeah. I mean, they would have to know how to operate that software to check.
Just so you can know, sir. Because
okay.
I was not aware until I asked questions. So the one that helped me with it was Anna.
Okay.
And I'm very grateful that she was informed of that individual, but she knows how to do all that.
Okay. That's fine.
Yes, sir.
Great. And also, I'm going to. We would have to train that person if not. But I don't think it should
no,
be.
No, we don't have to train because she's already trained.
We already know.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So that would be a budget item increase. So give us till the 14th to look at that and see if that'll work. And we'll come back to you with that one. I can tell you there are two other activities that we're looking at. One is I started a conversation with the Board of with the DPS regarding rent of that floor of
Bloomer Building.
Thank you. And he's calling his supervisors, and we're going to meet again to talk about them. So we may see an increase in revenue there.
Okay.
And so that We're also, just to be transparent, one of the things I thought I noticed right away was that our juvenile probation department was overwhelmed with just Ms. Averillo and the one other probation officer. So I've made it a priority. It's not in the budget yet, but if we can find it, we're going to try to add another probation officer to the juvenile probation department.
Judge, this is, I'm going to ask you a question. Maybe you can answer, maybe not, but hopefully by for next week, maybe you can bring me an answer.
Yes.
What's their caseload?
That's what I'm looking into.
See, that's, yeah. I mean, I don't have no problem to help out. If you can come back and tell the court that they're overwhelmed with so many cases, and then you got my vote, I will help you.
Okay.
But it depends on the caseload.
Okay,
sir?
And that was asked of me, and I didn't have an exact answer. So I will find that out.
Okay,
for
thank you.
It was also suggested, and I plan to do it, to call the local folks and see what their case was.
Yes, sir.
Kingsville, Heavenville.
Yes.
And see how it compares. And we'll do that.
Thank you.
So we don't know that we're adding it yet, but it's something we're looking into. Okay? There are also some questions that I had for the voter registration to make sure that we support them as much as they need. So I'll talk to her, and we'll come back on the 14th.
Sure. No problems.
I had talked to her before I had my break, and I'm just not young enough to remember what we talked about. So we'll see what's there. Okay? Questions, comments regarding the budget? Okay. I will just say at the end here that yesterday, when I came to the meeting, I think many of us, and you included, to some degree, had decided that on insurance it was one way to go, and that's the way we were going to go because of time's sake. And we decided to have that meeting. And after a very long meeting and lots of talking, I think we all thought it was worthwhile because we ended up seeing some differences and some possible savings and benefits for employees. So I know sometimes it seems inefficient when you're going to the last minute, but unless we have a fully informed decision, we shouldn't make a decision unless we absolutely have to. And so that's how I plan to administer as we go through this process. We may be inconvenienced a little bit, but that's what public servants are. We're inconvenienced to serve. And so so just to let you know, I think that was a good thing that we waited. And if everything turns out, it turns out we're going to change insurances and perhaps save a little money for the county and do better for our employees. It's a plus all the way around. So hopefully on the 14th, we'll have that firmed up.
Judge.
Yes, sir.
So right now, or Tuesday, when we go, when we have regular court, you will let us know how much we're going to be saving?
Yes.
Okay.
We'll have all that for you. We have an idea, but we're not certain.
Sure.
It could be as much as $200,000. It might be as little as $50,000. But we're looking at some savings. So.
Okay. All right, sir.
So it's going to help.
Okay.
Okay. Questions, comments? If nothing else, I'm going to ask as part of the workshop, I'm sorry to put you on the spot, Ms. Silver, but can you sort of guide us on what we're talking about with the calendar? At this point, can you do that? Okay. I know we're going to meet on the 14th, and on the 14th, which is our regular meeting, we'll be finalizing the budget, and then we will be talking about the tax rate at that time, right? Looking at the options, because I know Ms. Gilbert has some deadlines, publications that we need to do, that we need to meet. Then we'll have one or two public hearings, Ms. Terry. Two. Those, and this is something Ms. Terry was adamant about, she'd like to have those in the evening because that's where the folks want to come and give their opinion. I can tell you something that we might be looking at in terms of the tax rate is that although hopefully, if everything turns out right, we won't have to change it. The tax rate, we won't increase it, we won't decrease it. So that's important. I think the community would really appreciate that. However, because of the increased evaluation, some people may still see a slight increase because their property is valued a little higher, right? So it's important to recognize when people come to you and talk to you about tax rates that we are not raising the taxes more than likely, but they may see an increase. Now, the data that Terry had showed that if you had a house of valued at $100,000, you would still not see an increase in your taxes, period. Now, above that, you may see a slight increase. So that's good news all the way around. But just so you know. Okay?
You don't know the judge?
Yes.
You know the tax rate for the Roden Bridge fan?
Offhand, I don't.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I'll get that for you. Okay. Okay. Ms. Terry, I'm sorry.
He's trying to print something.
She's printing. So the meeting on the 14th will be at 9 a.m., the regular
Commissioner's Court.
Regular Commissioner's Court, yes. 9 a.m. Hopefully we'll have everything done. And we'll have a nice break. Ms. Terry, if not, it's okay. It's not as okay. I put you on the spot. I'm sorry.
Everything should be here, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Thank you, ma'am.
The jailers were here, right?
Yes, sir.
14.
Mm-hmm.
The 14th? Yeah.
Well, we're waiting. If y'all haven't tried those Church's Megabytes, they are good. They are really good. You need to go try it. There's barbecue sauce for Dennis. I don't get commission from Church's, but they're good.
It's county business, sir. It's still county business.
Okay. Basically, what I just gave y'all is a blank copy of our 2018 filing calendar. So, of course, our first meeting that I usually give you all the documents needed for our proposed rate will be on our regular meeting on the 14th. So, basically, on that day would have to be the decision on what proposed rate you all want to vote on. And then once you all vote on that proposed rate, we do schedule our two hearings. Like the judge did mention, I did recommend that we do our meetings after hours because I had a lot of taxpayers last year come to me and ask why we were doing these meetings during the day and not after hours. So that's something that I did recommend that you all decide on doing. So as far as that, we do our schedule our two hearings, and then of course I have deadlines to publish all my notifications or publications in our local newspaper. We usually adopt the third week of September, so we do have until by law September 30th to adopt. So if we can get everything running smoothly, have everything ready, we should be good by the third week of September to adopt, of course, our budget and our tax rate. So if any of the dates, I haven't put the dates together, I'm still working on all that. So when we come back on Tuesday, I will have the planning calendar ready with all the dates. If some dates aren't good for you guys, we can always revise that, and I can update it and bring it back if we do have a special meeting.
To adopt the tax rate, Terry, how many members of the corp have to be present?
As long as there's a quorum, so if one's absent, that's fine.
Okay.
So one not being present is okay.
Okay. All right.
Any other questions?
Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome.
Thank you, Chair.
That's okay, that's fine.
Are there any other comments or questions? Okay, I will accept the motion to adjourn.
Right here, Judge.
Motion by Commissioner Martinez. Is there a second?
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously. Thank you all.
Thank you, sir.
Time, it is 2:40. Is that right?